then we know where we are.
你講到嘅隱言係咪任何境況當中都可以知足呢?
And the top the topic today title is that can we manifest Christ in our lives?
Yes, can we be content in all circumstances? 東領會過咗一個禮拜啦。The
winter conference has passed for about a week.
我自己都喺度回味緊。I
am still reminiscent of it.
希望大家都可以得着更新同鼓励。I
hope that we could be refreshed and encouraged.
And 天牧师所分享嘅几点同今日讲到都有关。So
the few points that Pastor Tim has shared is related to what our message is today.
第一就係我哋要專注仰望基督，唔係專注喺自己。So
first thing is that we need to focus our eyes on Jesus and not upon ourselves.
第二就係我哋要留意到神嘅同在。Then
secondly, we need to understand and feel the presence of God.
第三，我哋要學識點樣常常知足。And
thirdly, we need to learn how to be content in all things.
講到知足，我諗翻東領會嘅一個短劇。And
as we think about contentment, I remember one of the skits that we had during the conference.
劇入邊有班人，佢哋心想事成。And
here there is a group of people who would think about things.
And it is accomplished. 唔使再做家務啦。They
are thinking about things that they can accomplish or will, that things can happen, like not having to do housework.
唔使再有經濟壓力啦。Having
no financial pressures.
唔使付代價都可以成功。
And that we can be successful without having a cost.
但结果呢,
but if, ultimately, they were all very dissatisfied.
我哋会心微笑，因为呢种感觉实在系太过熟悉啦。And
we smile inside and we say, think that, oh, these are so familiar.
因为我哋以为得到就会满足，但其实最后空虚一场。
We think that if we can have all these things that we will be satisfied, but in the end, it's all emptiness.
圣经给我们的道路完全不一样。
The path that the Bible gives us is totally different.
神要我们去面对困难,而不是去抱怨或者不满。
God wants us to face difficulties instead of being discontent.
无论遇到什么处境,都要常常喜乐,不住祷告,凡事谢恩。
In all circumstances, we ought to give thanks and pray.
咁点样做到呢?
So how do we accomplish that?
当生活好沉重,压力好大嘅时候,
when our lives is filled with difficulties and heaviness,
点样先可以喜乐感恩呢?
How can we be joyful and thankful?
唔系扮冇嘢嗰种啊。
We don't pretend that nothing has happened.
好多時人哋問你點啊？我話冇嘢啊，幾好啊。
And sometimes many people will ask you, how are you doing? You say, oh, I'm doing okay.
其實咁樣同常常喜樂都好大距離。
But this response and our being joyful at all times, there's a big gap.
聖經從來冇叫我哋去睇輕生活入面嘅痛苦。
The Bible never instructs us to look light of our difficulties and suffering.
亦都冇叫我哋去否認憂傷,
or to deny a pain and suffering.
但佢哋俾我真正嘅安慰就係乜嘢呢?
But what it does gives us in terms of comfort,
就係天父從來唔會抌低佢嘅兒女。
That is, our God, our Heavenly Father, never abandons His children.
遇到困苦唔等於遠離咗神。
To face difficulty does not mean that you are distant from God.
相反，正正喺呢啲困苦嘅处境入边，神与我哋同在。Contrarily,
it is that during these difficult times that we are draw closer to God.
神嘅能力系会喺人嘅软弱入边显明出嚟。God's
power is revealed in our own weaknesses.
呢个就系哥林多后书4:7所讲嘅。This
is what 2 Corinthians 4:7-12 is instructing us.
佢話：我們有這寶貝放在瓦器裏，要顯明這莫大的能力是出於神，不是出於我們。
Here it tells us that we have this jar of clay to show the treasure in the jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us.
这个经文帮助我们今生怎样去坚忍，怎样去感恩。
Here the scripture helps us to stand firm and to give thanks.
让我们预备心一起去领受神的话。
Let us come and prepare our heart to receive God's word.
我们先做一个祷告。
Let us start with a prayer.
亲爱的父神，
Dear Father,
感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
We give thanks for you have given us your word.
就是圣经。
The Bible.
求你今日继续安慰我哋。
Continue to comfort us.
人生中有晴天，亦都有暴风雪。
There are good days and there are storms in life.
但系风同雪都系你掌管。
But storms are also in your control.
要成就你嘅旨意。
It's to establish your will.
求你嘅圣灵引导我哋明白。
May your spirit lead us to understanding.
你都是要我们成就你的旨意。
You want us to follow your will.
无论是强壮的时候还是软弱的时候，
Whether we are strong or when we are weak,
你都不会撇弃我们。
You will not abandon us.
奉神爱子耶稣的名祈求。
From the precious name of Jesus we pray.
阿们。
Amen.
咁我哋一齐嚟到睇下哥林多后书嘅主旨。
Come here, let us continue to look into the passage of 2 Corinthians.
哥林多教会唔系一栋建筑物。
The church in Corinthians is not just a building.
而系住喺哥林多城入边耶稣宝血救赎嘅一群信徒。
And it is the believers that are living in Corinth at that time, that the life that Jesus has saved.
呢间教会好年轻嘅啫，佢成立唔够十年。
This church is very young. It hasn't been established for even more than 10 years.
信仰上好似细路仔一样。
It's like being a child.
佢哋深受世俗文化嘅影响。
They are influenced by their own culture.
佢哋追求一啲成功体面嘅嘢。
They pursue success in society.
欣赏一啲讲嘢有口才嘅人啦。
They appreciate people who are eloquent.
崇拜一啲社会上有影响力嘅人。
They worship those who are influential in the world.
你如果系强者，你就被尊敬；你系软弱嘅咧，你就被藐视啦。
If you are strong, you are respected. If you are weak, then you are despised.
佢哋经济上好富足，但系属灵上好贫乏。
They are rich in economics, but they are poor in spirituality.
其实好似我哋今日所处嘅文化。
In reality, is very similar to our society today.
咁当时有啲信徒咧，佢哋质疑保罗嘅权柄。
And some believers at those times, by the power of Paul.
因为保罗一啲都唔似嗰啲体面嘅人。
Because Paul does not appear to be like any of those people.
佢又穷啦，又俾人逼迫啦，又俾人羞辱。
He is poor, he has been persecuted, and he has been insulted.
佢哋心系咁样谂嘅。
And their heart, they may think.
一个咁软弱嘅人，点样去代表大能嘅神？
This weak person, how can they represent the powerful God?
呢啲成日受苦嘅人，点样成日同人哋讲神祝福呢？
This people who are always suffering, how can they tell people that God blesses?
如果我哋行保罗呢条路，系咪要好似佢咁样受苦呢？
If we are to take the path of Paul, are we also to suffer?
但系保罗嘅回应系咁样。
But Paul's response is this.
佢唔系攞佢个履历出嚟证明佢好识嘢。
He is not using his intelligence to prove that he knows a lot of things.
亦都唔系试图证明佢自己系好刚强。
It's not that the apostle is proving that he is strong.
相反，佢承认自己嘅软弱。
But contrarily, he admits his own weaknesses.
因为真正有能力嘅系主。
Because in reality, the person who has the power is God.
咁读者要重新谂下，究竟神嘅能力系点样运作嘅呢？
So here the reader must think about how does God's power originate?
呢封书上嘅主题就系神嘅能力唔会避开人嘅软弱。
Here, the main point is that the God's power does not avoid human weaknesses.
而系正正透过人嘅软弱嚟显明出嚟。
It is through the weakness of man that the power of God is magnified.
神刻意咁样将荣耀嘅宝贝摆喺脆弱嘅瓦器入边。
God purposely put this precious treasure into the jar of clay.
令人睇清楚呢个能力啊，系出于神，唔系人嘅能力。
So that people can see clearly that the power comes from God and not from man.
成封书信嘅头五章啊，保罗都冇直接吩咐啲人做乜嘢。
In the first chapters of Corinthians, does not instruct any of the people to do anything.
反而佢用福音嘅角度，令到佢哋睇清楚现实。
But they use the aspects of the gospel to help them to understand reality.
所以福音就好似一副眼镜一样。
That the gospel is like a pair of glasses.
佢矫正我哋嘅视力。
They change and correct our visions.
令我哋清楚理解呢几样嘢。
To help us to understand.
苦难同荣耀啊。
To understand suffering and glory,
生与死
life and death,
软弱和能力
weakness and strength.
透过福音的眼光，我们可以在基督里面看见自己。
Through the gospel, we can see ourselves.
也都可以明白福音怎样在我们生命里面去运作。
And to understand how the gospel will work in our lives.
亦都学识点样辨认出神嘅能力。
And also to how to, reveal God's power.
特别喺我哋觉得自己好软弱，几乎失去盼望嘅时候。
Especially when we are weak and we have lost, almost left lost hope.
第一，在基督里睇见自己。
And firstly, that we see ourselves in Christ.
保罗点样睇佢自己呢？
How does Paul look at himself?
他用了一个很深刻的比喻。
He uses a very deep correlation.
他说我们有这宝贝在瓦器里。
He says there is this treasure in a jar of clay.
在古代这些瓦器是很便宜的器皿。
In the ancient times, these jars are very inexpensive.
很容易打碎，随时都换得的。
They can be easily broken and easily replaced.
冇人去欣赏嗰个器皿本身。
Nobody really appreciate the jars itself.
真正重要系佢入边装住啲乜嘢。
More importantly, it is what the jar can hold.
所以基督徒啊，做咗基督徒唔系话代表你即刻升级。
So becoming a Christian does not mean that you immediately are promoted.
变咗最靓嗰个器皿啊。
That you become the most beautiful jar.
唔系啊，我哋仲系普通人嚟嘅啫。
No, in reality, we are still ordinary people.
脆弱啦。
We are weak.
要面对死亡啊。
We have to face death.
有时会好攰，有时会好迷茫。
And sometimes we are very tired, and sometimes we are confused.
但系神喺我哋呢啲普通嘅瓦器入边摆咗一个宝贝。
But God in this put a treasure in this ordinary jar.
这个宝贝是什么呢？
What is this treasure?
就是前一节第六节所讲的。
It is like what has been told to us in verse 6.
就是我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Here it says the light that shines out of darkness is reflected on the face of God.
换句话讲，就是耶稣基督的福音给到我们信心。
In another way is that the gospel of Christ gives us faith.
我们不会再靠自己。
We will not depend on ourselves anymore.
我们是依靠一位大有能力的救主。
We are dependent upon a God that is powerful.
基督教嘅信仰唔系教我哋点样去自强。
The teaching of Christianity is not to tell us that we are strong,
强到唔使再为生活挣扎啦。
but that we are strong enough that we don't need to have struggles in our lives.
系教我哋点样喺软弱同挣扎之中。
It teaches us that how in our weaknesses and in our struggles,
仍然有一股嘅力量去撑住我哋，
that we still have this faith that will support us.
一股唔属于我哋自己嘅力量。
This power does not belong to us.
保罗特别用到我们呢个代词，
And Paul especially uses the word we.
因为包括佢自己啦，仲有佢哋嘅同工，譬如提摩太。提多咁啦，
Here it includes the we includes himself and also his co-workers like Timothy and Theodore.
如果连呢啲属灵嘅伟人都系瓦器，
So if these great individuals are also Jaws,
咁我哋更加系啦。
then we are even more so.
所以无论系牧师长老，
So whether it is the pastor or elders,
或者系大人小朋友。
or adults or children,
我哋都承认自己嘅软弱，
we admit that we have weaknesses.
但系呢啲嘅软弱唔会令你失去基督徒嘅身份。
But this weakness does not make you lose your identity as a Christian.
亦都唔会令你失去被神使用嘅资格。
It does not also take away the privilege of being used by God.
重点唔系呢个瓦器，而系入边嘅宝贝。
The main point is not the jaw, but the treasure that is in it.
呢个理解会重新去塑造翻我哋嘅身份。
This understanding will now establish a new identity in us.
如果你信靠咗耶稣，
If you really trusted in Jesus Christ,
你就已经拥有嗰份最宝贵嘅礼物。
then you have a taken possession of the most treasured gift.
你系唔需要去谂住点样整靓个器皿啊？
You don't need to how to make the jar more beautiful,
嚟证明自己好有价值。
or to prove that you are valuable.
你都唔需要靠一个外在嘅成功
You don't need an external success
嚟到证明你嘅信仰系真嘅。
to prove that your faith is real.
呢个瓦器嘅思想好紧要，
This concept of the jaw is very important.
因为我哋都明白到有一样嘢叫做属灵嘅低谷。
We also need to, the thing that we have to understand is the valley of our spirituality.
我哋睇下一个 slide，属灵嘅低谷。
So here it talks about the valley of our spirituality.
有时我哋感觉到冇希望啦，同神好远，甚至我哋好难去祈祷。
And sometimes we feel there's no hope and we are distant from God and it's very hard to pray.
但呢啲唔等于不信。
This does not mean that we don't believe in God.
呢个时候神怜悯我哋。
Here at this moment, God has mercy upon us.
以赛亚书咁讲。压伤的芦苇，他不折断；将残的灯火，他不吹灭。
In Isaiah, here it tells us that the bruised reed he will not break, faintly burning wicks he will not quench.
好多时候，我哋以为成熟就等于刚强。
And a lot of times we think that to be strong, to be mature, need to be strong.
但系成熟嘅信徒都系会有软弱嘅，佢有好多未解决嘅问题，或者有好多长期嘅困难。
In reality, a mature Christian still have many problems and many things that they do not understand.
我哋都系瓦器，
We are still Jaws.
分别就系我哋有冇留意到入边嗰个宝贝啊？呢个就系信心。
The difference is, do we pay attention to the treasure that is in us, which is faith?
我以前嘅祈祷系咁样嘅，
I used to pray in this way.
主啊，你俾我更加刚强更加有智慧，我就服侍你。
God, make me stronger and give me wisdom, then I will serve you.
但系当我反复思想呢一段经文嘅时候，我就学识咁样去祈祷。
But when I understand and meditate on this passage, then I will pray in this way.
主啊，我系好软弱，求你撑住我。
Lord, I am very weak. May you sustain me.
我嘅能力好有限，但系求你使用我嘅有限同埋软弱。
My ability is limited. May you use my limited abilities and weaknesses
令到你嘅子民得到益处。
so that your people may benefit.
冇错，你喺有力量嘅时候，你就要多多咁样侍奉神，咁系好好嘅。
So this, yes, it is that when we are weak, we are to serve God even more.
When we are strong, we good to serve him。但系神佢都可以喺你软弱嘅时候使用你去显明佢嘅能力。
We are to serve when we are strong, but God will also use us when we are weak to reveal His power.
第二，福音点样喺我哋生命入边运作咧？
And secondly, how does the gospel work within us?
神将福音摆喺我哋心入边，佢会产生啲乜嘢作用咧？
Then what it does God, why does God, what purpose does it produce when God puts the gospel within us?
正如保罗所形容，佢哋经历过各种嘅困境。
And just as Paul has said that he has experienced many different circumstances.
第8至9节讲，我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。
Here in verse 8 to 9, Paul tells us that we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed.
我哋睇到福音唔系直接去改变我哋外在嘅环境，而系喺我哋入边产生信心。
We see that the gospel does not change our external circumstance, but it builds us, it helps to build faith within us.
令到我哋用一种完全唔同嘅眼光同方式去回应呢啲处境。
So that we can use a different perspective to respond to our external circumstances.
福音唔系只系一啲嘅资讯而系基督嘅生命力量。
The gospel is just not it's not just knowledge, but it is the strength of Christ in us.
佢喺我哋里面运行啦，亦都会将佢亦都会透过我哋将基督嘅生命传递出去。
The Christ work within us and also helps us to share the life of Christ with others.
所以我哋而家讲福音点样喺我哋里面运行咧？
So here we will start to talk about how the gospel work within us.
福音最关键嘅地方就系当耶稣被钉十字架嘅时候。
The most important relationship is that when Christ was nailed on the cross,
表面睇上嚟冇晒希望。
It represents outwardly, it seems that there is no more hope.
但神却借住基督嘅死同复活，佢开始咗新嘅创造。
So God uses the death and the resurrection of Christ, and he had established a new beginning.
呢个就系信徒所经历嘅恩典嘅模式就系死而复活嘅模式。
Here is the model that God has established in us that through death there is resurrection.
就系保罗喺第10节讲嘅身上常常带着基督嘅死使他嘅生也显明在我们身上。
It's what Paul is trying to tell us is that in verse 10, that always carrying in the body the death of Christ so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies.
我哋唔单止相信耶稣嘅死而复活系一个历史事实。
We do not only believe that the death and resurrection of Christ is a historical event.
我哋更加去凭信心活喺呢一个模式入边。
We use our faith and we live it within this model.
每日遇到嘅困难啦，啊，情绪嘅低谷啦，身体嘅病痛啦。
Every difficulty we face and every sickness or illnesses,
呢啲都系跟随基督嘅一部分。
these are part of following Jesus.
呢啲可以称为微小嘅死啊，mini deaths。
We can categorize these as mini deaths.
喺呢啲微小嘅死入边，我哋可以学习仰望神。
And within these many deaths, we can learn how to focus on God.
我哋都期待经历微小嘅复活啊，令到我哋喺今生可以略略品尝到复活嘅能力。
So, but in the same time, we are expecting many resurrections so that we have strength to live in our daily lives.
直到有一日，我哋都要面对最后一次嘅患难，就系身体嘅死。
Up to a point where one day we suffered our greatest suffer, that is, that the death to our bodies.
然后我哋就会迎接最终嘅身体复活，呢个就系福音喺我哋入边运行嘅方式。
And then we can experience the bodily resurrection that we can, the final rest in Jesus.
我哋就系被打倒，但唔会被消灭，甚至我哋企翻起身，进入永生。
That we will be struck down and not be destroyed, but we that will stop, not only we will also resurrect, and that we will have eternal life.
跟住我哋睇下一页。
Let us look at the next page.
但系福音点样透过我哋去传递耶稣嘅生命？
Then how does this gospel work within us to manifest the life of Christ?
保罗十二节咁讲，佢话死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
So here, in verse 12, Paul is saying that so life is at work in us, death is at work within us, but life in you.
呢一节经文就讲出咗侍奉同埋传福音嘅本质。
And here it tells us the nature of serving and also sharing the gospel.
传福音唔系净系用口讲个信息出嚟，而系喺我哋嘅生命入边活出嚟。
Sharing the gospel is not telling people with things of with our mouth, but they're living out in our lives.
传福音嘅真实性唔系净系喺个口才同埋外表，而系睇你嘅生命入边有冇忠于你所信嘅内容。
The sharing the gospel is not just your eloquence or your knowledge of the gospel, but how you live out what you are saying in your lives.
就算要付代价啊，要面对试探同攻击。
Even to a point of loss or cost and
facing temptation.
How we face temptation.
我哋都愿意去坚持真理嘅。
We need to understand the truth, to stand firm in our truth.
就好似保罗同佢嘅同工当时一样。
And just like Paul and his co-workers were doing.
呢一个就系生命嘅原则。
This is the nature of the principles of life.
喺教会入边想培养同工嘅时候，就系用呢一个原则。
In our church, when we want to encourage our co-workers, this is the principle that we use.
我哋往往会关注嗰啲睇落好厉害、好叻、好成功、好有果效嘅人。
A lot of times we focus on those people who are gifted and people who are self-sufficient.
但圣经提醒我哋，更加重要嘅就系愿意为真理去付代价。
But the Bible teaches that we need to pay the cost of living in the truth.
呢个先至系真正嘅福音使者嘅记号。
This is the true symbol of an ambassador of the gospel.
就系为真理去付代价。
That we are to count the cost for the truth.
呢个原则同样系适用喺我哋教养儿女啦，啊，照顾家人啦。
This principle is also good as we teach a child or how we take care of the family.
同埋系一啲正喺度经历紧艰难嘅信徒。
Especially with those who are struggling, believers who are struggling in their lives.
因为我哋而家知道我哋嘅困苦唔系冇价值嘅。
Because we now know that our suffering is not of no value.
神帮助我哋去坚忍，而将死而复活嘅生命彰显出嚟。
God helps us to stand firm and allow us to resurrect from our many deaths.
神佢系良善同信实嘅，
God is good and faithful.
佢所讲过嘅话语，佢就一定会成就嘅。
He will fulfill all that he says.
咁我哋从佢嘅话语入边睇见，
And we can see through his words.
就系你如果相信佢，佢唔单止会拯救你，佢都会使用你。
Not that he not will not only save you, but we he would also use you.
就喺你嘅软弱当中，佢会安慰你。
That even through your weaknesses, he will comfort you.
佢亦都借住你去安慰其他挣扎紧嘅人。
He would use you to help those who are also struggling.
咁我哋继续睇第三啊，辨认神莫大嘅能力。
And here we see the third point is how to recognize the power of God.
就系我哋要点样操练自己去学识辨认神嘅能力呢？
And here we need to train ourselves how to become the power of God.
好多人一讲啊神嘅能力啦，佢就即刻谂到神迹。
And when we talk about power of God, we think about miracles.
神迹的的确确系存在啊，但系佢系好罕有嘅，好偶然嘅。
And here, these miracles do exist, but they are very frequent, and they are very infrequent.
佢唔系一嗰啲我哋可以常常遵守嘅原则。
And they are not always available to follow as principles.
经文一讲到神嘅能力，佢呢度唔系讲紧偶然出现嘅神迹奇事。
And when the Bible talks about the power, it does not meet, always mean that these talks of these miracles that occasionally happens.
佢呢度强调嘅系经常出现，系持续嘅。
What is the power that the Bible is trying to emphasize is continuous and is continual and always present.
所以我哋睇到啊，保罗喺10至11节，佢强调呢一个字常字。
And so we see how Paul in verse 10 and 11 emphasized the word always.
佢话我哋身上常带着耶稣嘅死，使耶稣嘅生显明在我们身上。
And here he says that we who lives are always being given over to death for Christ, for Jesus' sake.
11节一样，佢就话诶，我们是常为耶稣被交于死地。
I'm sorry. Verse 10, always carry in the body the death of Jesus. And verse 11 is as we who lives are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake.
冇错，就系呢个字啊，常字。
Yes, it is the emphasis here is the word always.
保罗曾经历过好大嘅神迹啊，佢被提到第三层天之上。
And Paul has seen the miracles of Christ, of God.
Yes, he
And
had
where
been。
when he was taken to the third level in heaven.
但系保罗佢冇叫我哋去关注呢啲特殊嘅经历。
But Paul does not tell us to emphasize on these miraculous events.
而系叫我哋关注一啲一贯嘅持续嘅经历。
here, but Paul emphasized that we ought to be concerned with these always that are in our lives.
佢用佢自己身上经历嗰一根刺嚟讲明呢一点。
He uses the point of this thorn on the side to emphasize this point.
之前嘅讲道都有讲过，就系第十二章，保罗话佢三次向主祈求。
In our previous sermons, we have mentioned that in chapter 12, Paul has mentioned three times about these thorns.
呢根刺都冇除去。
God did not remove these thorns.
但是主安慰佢，唔系攞走佢嘅软弱。
But God comforted him, but not take this weakness away from him.
佢对保罗讲话：我嘅恩典够你用，因为我嘅能力系喺人嘅软弱上得到完全。
And here God tells us that my grace is sufficient for you, and my power is magnified through your weaknesses.
神迹可以偶然间出现，但系嗰一根刺一直都喺保罗嘅身上，令佢时刻咁记得真正托住佢嘅系神嘅能力。
Miracles may happen occasionally, but the thorn is it reminds that Paul that God is always at work on in him.
咁我哋睇到成本圣经入面神都经常用人嘅弱势去显明佢嘅能力。
And do we see throughout scripture that God uses the weaknesses of man to reveal his power?
譬如佢使用基甸嘅300人去击败咗十几万大军。
God uses the examples of Gideon, where he uses only 300 men to defeat 135,000 soldiers.
神亦都使用大卫一粒细嘅石头就将巨人哥利亚打低。
And God uses David that he uses a small size of a stone to defeat the giant Goliath.
耶稣传讲天国嘅福音。
And God will share the God. Jesus uses the 12 disciples to bring forth the gospel.
冇错，耶稣传福音，佢冇用到十二营嘅天使天君。
Yes, Jesus did not use the 12 legions of angels to bring forth the gospel.
佢用十二个普通人开始。
He used 12 ordinary people to begin this gospel.
令到福音可以传遍天下。
And so that the gospel can be shared throughout the world.
这一切一切都显明神的旨意就是要使用人的软弱。
Here it shows us how, one time and time again that God will use the weaknesses of man.
在历世历代都彰显到他的能力。
And in that his power can be revealed in our society. And a pastor has made a very good summary.
他说这个就是基督徒为主作见证的喜乐。
And this is the joy that Christians can see while they're witnessing for God.
就是耶稣他死而复活的生命竟然在他的仆人身上彰显出来。
That is that the death and resurrection of Christ can be revealed in those who believe in him.
这个生命是不可战胜的。
Sorry.
这个生命是不会失败的。
This life will not fail.
令到信徒可以持续地为主的缘故讲这句说话。
So that those who believe in Jesus may continually say these words.
我常为耶稣被交于死地。第十一节。
And verse 11, that I will always be given over to death for Jesus' sake.
这个生命就是这样彰显出来。
This life is how It was manifested.
佢传递出去之后，啲火种又喺第二个身上再点燃。
And once the spark is shared, it will spark another person's life.
呢个就系信心嘅锁链，历世历代冇断过。
This is the chain that is continually formed and has never been stopped.
点解呢条信心嘅锁链唔会断嘅咧？
Now, how can this chain of faith be unbroken?
就系因为神嘅能力保守佢圣徒。
It is the power of God that sustains his believers.
神用大能将呢一个宝贝保留喺呢个瓦器入边。
God uses his great power to keep the treasure within this jar.
感谢神，我哋所认识嘅神，佢俾我哋能力。
We thank God, for he gives us strength.
呢个能力唔系表现喺你冇困难嘅时候。
This strength is not only expressed when we don't have the ability, when we have difficulties.
而系喺你困难当中，佢始终同在，去撑住我哋。
That is revealed while we have difficulties that he is sustaining us.
所以我哋嚟到今日嘅结论，
So as we come to today's conclusion,
总结嚟讲，我哋要问一个好简单嘅问题，
to conclude, we are to ask a very simple question.
就系耶稣嘅生命点样显明喺我嘅身上呢？
How can Christ's life be manifest in my life?
答案就系。
The conclusion, the answer is,
耶稣嘅生命系藉住我哋每一日忠心嘅生活去显明出嚟。
that is that the manifestation of Christ is in everything that we do in every days of our lives.
呢种嘅忠心就系我哋愿意承担跟随耶稣嘅代价。
This faith is that we are to carry We need to carry the cost of believing in Christ.
受苦本身唔系一样好嘢嚟嘅，
Suffering in itself is not a good thing.
但系对信徒嚟讲，受苦从来都唔系冇意义嘅。
But to a believer, suffering does not mean it is meaningless.
因为当我哋行喺呢一条十字架嘅道路之上，神就试炼我哋。
Because when we walk this path of the cross, God is testing us.
我哋有经历好多微小嘅死亡，
We experience many, many deaths.
咁我哋就可以依靠佢嘅恩典，令到耶稣嘅生命藉住我哋显明出嚟。
So therefore, we can rely on His grace so that we can manifest Christ in our lives.
保罗用死亡同生命呢两个字。
Paul uses death and life together.
佢嘅意思唔系每个基督徒都好似好大场面生死攸关嘅事。
He's saying that not every Christian will have massive death and life in our lives or situations in our lives.
而系每一日我哋信服基督，愿意去付代价。
But it is that we live our lives, our daily lives with obedient to his word.
跟随耶稣唔系要有一次伟大嘅牺牲，而系有好多微小嘅牺牲。
To follow Jesus is not just one big great sacrifice, but many small sacrifices.
所以保罗喺哥林多后书后嗰几章。
So therefore, Paul, in the rest of the chapters within 2 Corinthians,
佢竟然将呢一个原则摆喺好似好平常嘅事情。
he would put this principle in things that seem ordinary,
譬如我哋金钱嘅奉献啦，
and as an example as our tithe and offerings.
保罗话我哋金钱奉献嘅原则，
And Paul tells us that our principle of tithing
唔系我哋做啲乜嘢，
It's not what we do.
而系基督佢本来系富足嘅。
And that is because of Christ who was rich.
但基督为我哋嘅缘故成为咗贫穷。
But because of us, he became poor.
所以当我哋奉献无论系多或者少。
So when we tithe, whether it is great or small,
我哋系承认紧我哋只不过系瓦器嚟。
We are acknowledging that we are only instruments and jars.
我哋知道神已经俾咗我哋最宝贵嘅宝贝。
And we know that God has already given us the greatest treasure.
而当我哋愿意攞出我哋嘅奉献去帮助到其他人嘅时候。
And when we are willing to take, to give of our offering to help others.
咁其他人都会被吸引嚟到赞美神。
So others will be attracted to come to give thanks to God.
同样嘅功课耶稣曾经都教过使徒彼得。
The same principle Jesus has also taught Peter.
彼得曾经话主啊我愿意去为你死。
And Peter has once said that Jesus, I am willing to die for you.
但耶稣唔系要佢一次英雄式嘅死亡。
That Jesus did not call him to die a heroic death.
而系俾佢一个每一日嘅呼召，就系喂养我嘅羊。
But he gives us him a daily calling, which is feed my sheep.
佢对我哋嚟讲都系一样，就系背起耶稣嘅十字架，就系我哋每一日嘅任务。
This is the same to us. When God, Jesus calls us to take up the cross, it is a daily task.
这个真理对一些年轻一些的信徒来讲尤其这么重要。
And this is very important to those who This is important to those who are new in faith in Jesus Christ.
我曾经都这样祷告说主啊我想为你做大的事情。
I had once prayed that I would ask Lord that tell him that I will do great things for him.
但是我得到的回应是什么呢？就是我要在小事上忠心。
But what I hear in response is that I need to be faithful in little things.
如果你想去好远的地方做宣教是很好。
To go to a distant land to be a missionary is good.
但你要学习首先去爱你的家人你的邻舍。
But you need to first learn to love your family and your neighbors.
一个丈夫他可能会说我好爱我的妻子我愿意为他付代价甚至为他去死。
Then some husbands may say that I love my wife so much I am willing to pay the cost and even die for her.
但更加重要的就是每一日他学识去忍耐去有恩慈。
But more importantly, he need to learn to be patient and kind every day.
去约束自己的口不要讲一些伤害人的说话。
To control his mouth and not to speak words that may be harmful.
我们时时都记得原来我们有神所给的最大的宝贝。
We need to remember that we have the greatest treasure that God has given us.
所以我们就能够去愿意付代价包括我们付出我们的时间啦我们的安逸啦我们的便利。
So that we can pay the cost, which is our time and comfort.
咁所以我哋从来都唔需要隐藏自己嘅软弱。
So that we do not need to hide our weaknesses.
我哋接受软弱而且我哋知道佢係可以显明神嘅能力。
We accept weaknesses because it can manifest the power of God.
就好似旧约弥迦书所讲。
And just like the Old Testament in Micah,
在弥迦书七章八节这样讲。
In Micah chapter 7 verse 8, it tells us,
我虽跌倒却要起来。
I may fall, but I will rise.
我虽然在黑暗入面但是耶和华做我的光。
I may be in darkness, but God is my light.
我哋嘅盼望唔系喺我哋自己嘅力量身上，
Our hope is not on our own selves,
而系主嘅信实。
but it is in the faithfulness of God.
就系嗰一位每一日啊，每时每刻都喺我哋入边作工嘅主。
It is the God that who is always working in our lives at all times.
呢个就系我哋接下嚟要唱嗰首诗歌。
So this is what is mentioned in the song that we will now sing.
我哋讲到呢一度，一齐唱诗第339首。
We will now sing hymn number 399.
时刻蒙恩。
Moment by moment.
你都好緊張啊！